Illumination. I like to live one as my divine self at all times. Illumination. I like to live one as my divine self at all times. I'm a speed reader, and I read very quickly. And I took courses in college in speed reading, and it was very helpful. And as I read materials, I find so many glorious things in them I like to underline here and there, I like to be aware of. And then, as quickly as I have read them, and I've underlined them, and I've closed the book, I have forgotten them. How wonderful these ideas were, how marvelous and uplifting these ideas were, how fantastic and enjoyable these ideas were, and how quickly they came, and how quickly they left me, how quickly they became nothing, how quickly they were just something for a moment and gone. I like to live one as my divine self at all times. Now, if I am going to be so irrational, and if I'm going to be so, nothing impacts me really, how can I get any benefit out of living my divine self? How can I do things that I want to do? If I'm going to allow all the distractions of the world to take me away from thoughts that I think are beneficial, thoughts that I think are wonderful and good for me to think, if I'm going to allow my world to take me away from things that I think are wonderful, what's going to happen to those things that I think are wonderful? What's going to happen to all of those grand ideas that I read about and that I hear about and that I know about? What's going to happen to them? Well, for one thing, they are tucked into my subconscious mind. I have become aware of them again. Throughout all of life, I have experiences by the zillions, and these many, many experiences come and they leave an impact on me. But only those that come again and again and again and leave a current impact on me are ones that have any real great impact on me. Now, as I think thoughts of love and joy and peace and harmony for myself, as I think of these things, as I impact myself with the idea that I am a divine creature, then that thought begins to percolate in my mind. It begins to cook in my consciousness. It begins to be something that I pay more than just passing attention to. And as I pay more than passing attention to thoughts and ideas, these thoughts and ideas become building blocks in the world, my relative world, from my divine center. I, in fact, empower these thoughts by my thinking about them time and time again, and so they become my life, my relative life. Now, I like to live a divine life, unlimited by any relative attitudes, but for the moment I certainly am living a relative life. I am living in a relative world. I am living in a world of the five senses and so forth, and I'm living in many, many wonderful areas. And so I think the stars, the sun, the moon, I think neighbors, I think friends, I think me. Now, how often do I think I am the allness in the universe? I am the divineness in the universe. I am the happy beingness in the universe. I like me. I like to live one as my divine self at all times. And how do I live as one with my divine self at all times? By the repetition of my thought, by the repetition of what I feel is worthy of thinking about again and again and again. Whatever I use as an affirmation is what I think is important again and again and again. It's an illumination that comes to me, and it says, if I will think about being wealthy, I will be wealthy. If I think about being healthy, I'll be. Those are just relative words, relative conditions, but nice conditions. Now, if I would think about being divine, and not really knowing too much what divine means, if I would think about being ideal, that I am wonderful in every possible way, if I would think that I live in my ideal consciousness now, I live in my ideal consciousness now, I live in the area of my thought where I am one as the all, where I am the all. Now, if I live in that area of my consciousness that thinks those thoughts, then I am going to soon be those thoughts. I am going to soon be that realization. Why does a master achieve mastership in whatever he's being a master at? Why does a person achieve the ideal of their life in any area at all? Because that's where their attention is. And when my attention is on my divine self, when my attention is on my divine self all the time, I live in a divine world. And you say, ha, I have never seen a divine world. That's true. We've never seen a divine world because we have not put our attention 100% on it. We have not proclaimed it as much as we possibly can to ourselves and in our own life. Can you proclaim, I am divine? Can you proclaim, I am ideal? Can you proclaim, I am good? Can you proclaim, all is good in my world? Can you proclaim, I am the creator of every experience that I have? And I proclaim every experience I have is good and very good. Can you proclaim that? Can I proclaim that? Can I know that? Can I be that? Oh, yes, I can. And I can be that by doing it so wonderfully, so powerfully, so gloriously, only by giving it 100% of my attention. Now, there are going to be all sorts of distractions. That's what I created in my world. There are going to be distractions of taking my attention away from the divine and looking at the relative. And as I take my attention away from the divine and look at the relative, I'm going to think the relative is real. And I'm going to think the divine is but an illusion. An illusion that may or may not happen, more likely will not happen because I do not experience it, I do not know it. How can I know happy thoughts if I will not allow myself to think happy thoughts? How can I know a fulfilled life if I do not allow myself to think about a fulfilled life? Do I say to myself, I like me? Do I say it until I'm blue in the face? Then I have just begun. I have just begun to recognize that all of the wonderful things in life are revealing themselves to me in some significant, wonderful way. And I say that I like me. I say that I like the world I create. And the world I create is the world that I create every moment of my life. And I say that I am the ideal. I am the ideal. And I say it even knowing that I don't know what ideal means. But I say, I am the ideal. And as I live one as my divine self at all times, that moment will come when it comes in the life of a master where he has that moment of bliss. He has that moment of knowing that he is indeed divine. And when that moment comes, he doesn't feel superior to anybody else or better than anything else. He just knows he's made it. And that is where I'm putting my attention and my thought, so that when that moment comes, I will be so saturated with the divine awareness of who and what I am that my life will reveal to me exactly what I am, and I am divine now. And so are you, because you're in my world and I created you. And perhaps I'm divine because you created me, and how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is. Have a lovely day, and know that everything is going your way as it is mine. I love you. I love you. I love you.